I have a few on-island gigs lined up this summer, but they're just the same old, same old. Tourists drinking themselves blind on cheap rum, while no-count men with more baby mamas than sense make plays for me. McKenna cuts her eyes at me slow, getting the meaning of my chups. Gil, I mean it, and you're welcome. I hook you up with one of them EDC companies.
I brighten.
If she just tells me it's a job as an assistant to a music producer or even a fashion designer, my day is made, even though I know it won't be. My phone vibrates with another text. Colin again. I feel a tug at my heart. I could be in love with him if I let myself, but I'm not the love type. I'd thrown my I Ching coins that morning and asked only one question. Will this man lead to pain? Well, they gave me my answer, and the coins don't lie. I'm going to have to talk to him sooner or later, though, since his hint-taking skills are less than optimal. I opt for later. Thank you. I blow McKenna a kiss. What they do? And what I doing for them? I sling my bag over my shoulder, already moving, my pulse thrumming with renewed hope. The office phone rings. I ignore it, but when no one else picks up after four rings, McKenna's stare finally breaks me. I pick it up. ABC Temps. A nasally female voice assaults my eardrum. We're down from the city for the summer. I must have an assistant. Transfer me to someone who can make this happen ASAP. Well, la-di-da. No problem. Right away, ma'am. I switch over to my Yank speech style without even thinking about it, dropping my island accent and talking with a stuffed-up nose like a continental, which is one of the nicer things we call people from the 50 United States. It's like breathing to talk local with locals and to yank with yanks. Like how my friend Katie picks up a slow drawl whenever her Texas friend Emily comes around. Whatever my outer speak, it's always just me inside my head. A black woman with a white father who spent most of her life repressing her island roots like the good little chameleon she is. I transfer the call to McKenna's voicemail. McKenna is doing me a solid with this EDC assignment. EDC stands for Economic Development Commission, a business incentivizing program offered by our local government in cooperation with the feds. Translation? The U.S. Virgin Islands are allowed to lure in people who have enough money to start a business here. It's attractive. With generous tax incentives. It comes with a price, though, more than just the assumption propagated from popular media that rich people only move to the islands to engage in criminal activities and scurrilous tax schemes. To gain the benefits, the off-islander must establish full residency, difficult, be subject to our water and power authority, notoriously unreliable and gallingly expensive, and hire local. Slim pickings. McKenna, knowing this well, is offering me up to them because I'm local and NYU educated, even if it's just a theater degree with a minor in classical studies. Lead roles in community theater productions are good for the ego, but don't fatten the purse, and I haven't discovered how to make money yet from Greek and Roman mythology. General office work for a company with its own virtual currency. One that owns a lot of other companies. McKenna says this in a tone of awe. To me, that sounds like Greek. Virtual current wa? I say it like wa. We have a tendency to drop our ending consonants when we talk in local island accents. Virtual currency. It's digital money using blockchain technology. Fast, anonymous, and no regulation. People say it the future. Oh, yeah, sure. Block party. Technology of the future. And how you know all this, Miss Virgin Island Bill Gates?